Hi, what's your name?
My name is Arnulfo Carrillo.
While interviewing my uncle, I thought that when I asked about his philosophy on life, it was interesting what he said.
My philosophy on life is that I believe in the good heart of humanity. I think that we are all citizens of the earth and also the universe, and that we are all equal. Unfortunately, because of the society that we are born and the ideas that each society embraces, we separated ourselves in terms of classes that we belong to.
When my uncle was a kid, his parents believed that education was one of the right ways to succeed in life and for a child to have good life values.
The importance of education was part of our upbringing. My father was a believer in education, and as children, he promoted that through books. We read a lot, and through all my life, I was aware of the importance of education, so I took it very seriously. That is starting elementary school, and I went through high school and also to college. And later on in my life, I have the opportunity to study different subjects. I hold
As a kid, my uncle would read books and authors that you would consider to be books at the adult level. At a young age, his mind was at a very developed level.
Dostoevsky, War on Crime, we read Spanish writers, Mexican female writers, Elena Poniatowska. We also read Garro. We read Gabriel Garcia Marquez, Julio Cortázar, many, many, many. And also, in my childhood, I discovered the joy of Julius Verne's writing. And those books were like experiencing itself for myself, because I used to fantasize going on the trips that he took on his books.
While my uncle was in school, he came across mostly great teachers, but he also had some that destroyed his self-esteem, but they made him become a stronger person.
98% of my teachers were incredible teachers. However, there's the 2% that were not nice people. There were punitive teachers, mm-hmm. Teachers that destroyed my self-esteem and made me lose my understanding and my trust on myself for a little while. But I thanks God, with the support of my family, my friends, and myself, I was able to keep myself.
Something that really surprised me about my uncle while interviewing him were his keys to life.
I will say to love and to respect myself. That's very, very important. And not only to love and to respect myself, but also to love and respect other people. Also, to be responsible, be able to hold a job, and be productive in terms of taking care of myself. And also, I will say, to help people.
My uncle, being a teacher, can sometimes be a hard job for him. At the high school level, he has to deal with a lot of stuff he necessarily does not have to deal with at the college level.
I love teaching. However, at times at a high school level can be difficult. Mm-hmm. But I also teach at the University of Pennsylvania in the afternoon. And to me, teaching at the University of Pennsylvania in the afternoon is an incredible, rewarding, amazing experience, because the students understand the importance of education, and it is a pleasure to teach them the way I was taught, to challenge them the way I was challenged, and to see the results that transfer in long-term memory. In that respect, yes, the University of Pennsylvania is incredible. At a high school level, I spend a lot of time dealing with behavior problems of my students, because I do teaching at inner city schools, and the school that I teach, most of our students are from a low class background.
Mm-hmm. While interviewing my uncle on where he would rather work, at the college or high school level, he gave me a very interesting answer.
If I had a choice, I'd rather teach at university level. But at the same time, I am aware that at high school level, they need me. Mm-hmm. They need me the most, you know, because they don't understand the importance of education in terms of helping them better their lives. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason that I haven't moved just to the university level, and I still working at a high school level and university level. But to be honest with you, if I had a choice where to be, it would certainly be at a university level. Yes.
When I asked my uncle on if he thinks that the college you go to affects the way a teacher teaches, he gave me a very interesting and thought out answer.
Well, in theory, you know, there's different ways of teaching. And especially now with the computer revolution, we have has changed our way of teaching. What I find very interesting at the University of Pennsylvania is that it's not the teaching responsibility what he's going to teach. It is a team responsibility, meaning the other teachers that teach the same subjects that need to work together with the coordinator, and the coordinator also works together with the head department. So I find that organization that support very challenging in terms of the choices and the approaches that we do in the classroom.